Hi, this is Jeff Curto, and welcome to episode number 8 of Camera Position, a podcast about the creative side of photography. For this particular episode of Camera Position, what I'd like to do is talk about one of my very favorite photographs by one of my very favorite photographers. People who know me know that I talk about desert island photographers and desert island photographs, and this particular photographer and this particular photograph really occupy those spaces for me. The photographer is Paul Strand, the great 20th century American photographer, and the photograph is one of his best-known images. It's entitled The Family, Luzzara, Italy, a photograph that Strand made in 1953. And in a lot of these Camera Position podcasts so far, I've talked fairly literally about the position of the camera and the way in which that affects the outcome of the picture physically, visually. In this picture, I'd like to talk more about the position of the photographer, certainly, but that position is both a physical and an emotional one, but more importantly, the position of the subjects in the photograph and the way they hold themselves and the way their position relates to the overall effect of the image. First of all, this is, I think, one of the most effective group portraits I've ever seen. There is so much going on. First of all, Strand has positioned the subjects' heads so that everyone is at a slightly different level, adding a really interesting sort of modernist feel to the composition of the image. It is a picture that is at once fairly disjointed with heads literally all over the frame and people looking in different directions and doing different things, and yet also one of tremendous unity. There is so much of a connection between each of these people and each of their places within the home. Certainly, my presumption is that what we're looking at are the five sons of the matriarch who is standing in the doorway. It's fairly clear from her body position and her position in the photograph that she is the ruling force within this family group. And it also is fairly clear that based on her age and the age of her children, that her son, her husband rather, probably has died in the years preceding during World War II. So the presumption is that this is an aging single mother of these older young men, and everything about their relationship is fairly clear in this photograph, at least I think it is. And the way in which they hold themselves one another, both in relationship to their mother and also in relationship to each other. So the guy standing in the doorway with his back to the doorframe, who is contemplating his mother, may or may not be the oldest of the sons, but certainly is the one who seems to have taken on the role of the father. But his body position really indicates that he is not the father, and that large empty space where the father should be, and where instead we see into the darkened interior of the home, is really a remarkable sort of choice on Strand's part. Strand was likely somebody who would have very carefully orchestrated not only the composition here, but also the subject choice in terms of finding this family to photograph. We see these five young men, and each of them with varying degrees of bare feet. There's one guy wearing a pair of sandals, but the presumption then is that they are quite poor, as at least the outside of their home suggests. The one guy leaning on the bicycle, and Strand using the edge of the frame as a place not only for to define the edge of the photograph, but also really to define a sort of a spot for this guy to lean against. He's leaning against the bicycle partly, but the way in which Strand has defined the edge of the frame forces him to kind of lean against the edge of the bicycle as well. But there's something else about this guy with the bicycle, and that is that he is set apart somehow from the rest of the family, both in terms of his expression, the fact that he doesn't really seem to be connected to this experience of being photographed, and the way he's holding himself and his position away from the family. So there is something about that psychological position between him and his siblings and his mother that is really quite telling to me. It's also telling to me that really only two people are contemplating the photographer and by extension us as viewers, and that is the young guy who is seated right in the doorway and also the mother who is looking at us rather in a rather kind of accusatory fashion almost. The young guy in the doorway is almost bemused, but the mother is very concerned, and likely she has reason to be concerned. So this is a photograph where the position is really a position of not only the photographer's approach to the subject, but also the way the subjects approach the photographer. One of the things I think is interesting about looking at portrait photography is that in a portrait photograph, the photographer and the subject have to arrive at what I refer to as a mutually agreeable set of moments, a set of moments where each of them can give and take in an equal amount, and I think Strand found that sort of perfect mutually agreeable set of moments here for the shutter to open and close. There's also something about, in the fairly literal sense, of Strand's position of his camera, and that is the way in which his camera is really just stock still straight in front of this building. Certainly one of the hallmarks of Strand's photographs is really just standing in front of his portrait subjects and letting their faces and their positions and their emotional response tell the story. There is so much going on, so much density of information in this photograph in terms of the relationships. What is the guy seated on the left side of the photograph? What is he looking at off camera? What's the other guy in the plaid shirt looking at off to the other side? So there's so many different things going on, so much information packed into this image, and I think an awful lot of really interesting psychological positioning of each of the subjects within the photograph. So there is Paul Strand's The Family, Luzzara, Italy, 1953, and a few thoughts about that. Again, I'd really like to hear from more of you out in podcast land out there who are listening. I know you're out there. I know you're listening. I'm curious as to who you are, what your interests are, how you have come to find camera position, and what you think of what we're doing here with camera position. So if you'd care to drop me a line at jeff@jeffcurto.com, I'd certainly be interested in hearing from you. And thanks for listening, and see you again on the next episode of Camera Position.